Good morning. So let's open our Bible. We read two parts. First from Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the God pleasure of his will. Second part is Luke chapter 1. Verse 30 to 38. Luke chapter 1, 30 to 38. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing would be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Let's pray. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. We come to you and then join EMP. We really hunger of your word or of your message. We want to learn something this morning. Please speak to us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, what I want to say that Christmas is coming. Yeah, Christmas is coming. I read newspaper. Thailand is not a Christian country, but Thailand also make Christmas so beautiful. So now Christmas not only in Christian country, around the world, people celebrate Christmas. Yeah, some of us maybe make good planning for Christmas. I pray all of you, when you travel to Europe or to United States, hope the weather is good. Usually, December, the weather is crazy. There are too much snow. If you go to Indonesia, then be no problem. Some people think Christmas as a party. Some people think Christmas as a time together with family. But for me, Christmas is a time to see more deeper and closer with God. That's why this morning, I want to bring you to think how Christmas can happen. From the first part, Ephesians chapter 1, 3 to 5, we can see that Christmas happened because of God. All of God. This part I don't want to discuss. I want to discuss the second part. From the human side, Christmas happened because of Mary. And then Saturday I will talk because of Joseph. So this morning I want to share Christmas can happen because of Mary from human side. From God's side, of course, 100%. All because of God. But from human side, Christmas happened because of Mary. If Mary refused to take the responsible, then no Christmas. So I said Christmas happened because of Mary. Brothers and sisters, if we think deeply, when Mary take care of this job, this is not easy job. This is very, very difficult. But he take this job. And he said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be me according to your words. That means when Mary received this job, Mary need to sacrifice in order to make the Son of God born in the world. There are three things that Mary sacrificed in order to do this job. First, Mary sacrificed her futures. If we see the text that we read, first, Mary is a virgin. Second, she already engaged with Joseph. For a woman, the lifeline is like this. Baby, and then teenager, and then have boyfriend, and then after that, dating, and then engage, and then marriage. Every woman agree, raise up your hand. Agree? Okay. Bless you. So, you can see, brothers and sisters, now Mary is on the last stage of her marriage, engaged. Just in few months, they will marry. But the problem is, when Mary take this job, Mary pregnant. Jeff, if you have boyfriend, a girlfriend, and the girlfriend said, Jeff, I'm pregnant. How can? Because of Holy Spirit. What will you say? That's grace. He's holy person. The Bible told us in the book of Matthew, when Joseph heard this problem, Joseph want to break the engagement. Do you know, broke the engagement is a sad story for a woman. For a woman, marriage is everything. I just finished interview a couple. And then after have 1 hour interview, I asked them, now tell me, when is the happiness time for you? The woman put the happiness time when I was married. But at the same time, the man said, the sadness time when I was married. Then I said, how can? And the man told me, I was sad because after married we cannot stay together. Because the man is pastor and the woman is domestic helper. The woman still in contract. The man have not have job. So they need to live separate. Then I asked the woman, how you can so happy? Because I am married. Although we don't stay together for few months. So marriage is the most important. That's why if you ask Monica and Ned, who is the most busiest today? Must be Monica. Everything. Now, Joseph said, we break. Do you think Mary think about this? Of course. Of course. In Jewish tradition, a woman, they always save their money every day to buy an oil. Do you remember a woman, a poor Jesus with narwastu oil like that? So they keep it for what? For their marriage day. Now the marriage is broken. For Mary don't care. I sacrifice my future in order to do this job. That's number one. Number two, Mary sacrificed her feeling. Her feeling. What's the difference between man and woman? One of our church members said, woman thinking like a layer cake. One step. Woman thinking like spaghetti. Like that. Why woman thinking like spaghetti? Because woman put more feeling inside. And then man put more thinking in their mind. That's why when we talk with men, easy for men to forget. Okay, let's go. But woman, when we argue with her, and then woman will take 10 years ago to take out. 10 years ago, blah, 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 blah. 5 years ago, blah, 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 blah. That's involved feeling. So feeling is the important thing for a woman. Don't hurt their feeling. If you hurt woman feeling, then big problem for you. Learn from me. Don't hurt woman feeling. Now, in this position, what I want to tell you, Mary sacrificed her feeling. Why? Okay. Joseph can accept that Mary pregnant. But how about society? The society cannot accept Mary. That's why we can see from the book of Mark chapter 3. Let's open book of Mark chapter 3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sister here with us? So they were offended of him. It is not the carpenter, son of Mary. If you read the Bible and you know Jewish tradition, never write like this. Should be write son of Joseph. Son of Joseph. Same like Korean, like Chinese. We use our father surname. In this case, they talk about Jesus using his mother. So son of Mary. That means the society know that Mary pregnant before married with Joseph. That's number one. Number two, John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 41. You do the deed of your father. Then they said to him, we were born of fornication. We have one Father God. We were not born for fornication. We were not born of fornication. Why they said like this to Jesus? Because they know the story of his birth. How Mary feel about that? Of course, so sad. And then the last point, Mary as a mother. In one side, Mary is higher than Jesus. If we read John chapter 2, Jesus angry with Mary and said, what to you and to me? So Mary must put her position lower than Jesus at the same time. So Mary has like hard feeling. Even sometimes she hurt because of the situation. In this case, one more time I want to say that Mary sacrificed her feeling in order to do this job. Third point. She sacrificed her body. Yeah. It's not easy for a woman to rent her womb for other purpose. In this case, Mary's willingness to rent her womb in order Jesus can born to the world. Third point, of course, we can say other point, but at least I want to tell you that Mary sacrificed a lot in order to make Christmas happen. How can it be? Very simple. We read already Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Mary said, behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. All this happened because Mary knows who is God, who is she. God is the owner of her life. That's why I'm only the servant. Brothers and sisters, don't worry. For sister, today God will not rent your womb in order to make Christmas happen. That's the good news for you. But you can use your life to make Jesus born in other people's life. I repeat again, you can use your life in order to make possible that Jesus born in other life. How can it be? We need to learn from Mary. We need to do something. We need to sacrifice in order to make Jesus' life in other life. That's today's message. Let's pray. Let's think about this message. God is looking people like Mary who want to sacrifice in order to make the possibility that he born in people's heart. The people that he's looking for is like Mary. You and me has opportunity to do like this. As long we have same heart like Mary. I'm only servant. Let it be according to your word. If you know God, then you will say the same sentence. I'm only servant. Pray for ourselves this morning so that we can this kind of heart and attitude in order to make Jesus born in people's heart. Jeff will lead us in worship.
Oh. did hide in our world. Be lifted high in our love. Be lifted high. I called, you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are.
Before we enter to our prayer group, I want we put this song in our meditation this morning. People need the Lord. Really, people need the Lord. They need people like Mary who can help them so that Jesus can born in their life. People need the Lord.
I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private the old
Yes, people need the Lord. Yeah. We are the one who can share to the lost. Small example. Maybe from this Christmas, we can invite one or two of our friends that we know they haven't believed Jesus Christ. We bring them come together in our dinner or our small party, and we can tell them why we do this. Very, very small example. You can do it. If you have heart, easy to do it. People need the Lord. And you are the one who can bring them come to know Jesus. Let's enter to our community prayer. We can see that our friends, relatives who are in sick, cancer, chemo, and then transplant. Let's pray together for them. Illness needs salvation. Yeah. By the power of Jesus Christ, blessing from Holy Spirit, we believe that they can believe Jesus Christ. Let's put their name in our prayer this morning. Some people stroke, some people have problem with their legs, hepatitis, and other sickness. Nothing impossible in God. We put them in the hand of Jesus Christ, and we pray that miracle can happen. Tuhan, terima kasih. Berdoa supaya mujizat terjadi pada diri mereka, Bapa, pada saat kami berdoa di tempat ini. We remember our friend. They are searching job. Here are some of the list from Samuel the alien. We pray that God will give them best job. Let's pray together. Tuhan Bapa di surga, kami berdoa bersama-sama Tuhan. Tuhan yang sedang mencari pekerjaan. We pray for mission focus for Cambodia and for the board, men and women ministry. Yeah, pray for SP 2.0, new building and donor, and pray for house church activity tonight. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. We come as church member. We put our prayer in your hand. We believe that you already heard every prayer that we make to. Before we leave this place, we pray that the Holy Spirit come again and then bless us and then lead us to share good news for other people. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.